this or other people's vision? Can you tell me how many people really speak their minds? How many people really stand for something? How many people go and follow blind? How many people tell me, how many people? How many people really speak their mind? How many people really stand for something? How many people go and follow blind? How many people tell me, how many people tell me? 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 How many people? How many times did you talk behind somebody's back? Said what you've said. How many times did you truly have regrets? And did you ever try to make it unsaid? How many times did you waste your blessings? Just like material possessions. How many times did you base your decision out of prejudice or other people's visions? Or can you tell me how many people really speak their mind? How many people really stand for something? How many people go and follow blind? How many people tell me, how many people? How many people really speak their minds? How many people really stand for something? How many people go and follow blind? How many people tell me, how many people tell me? How many people tell me? People tell me, how many people tell me, how many people tell me, how
see trees that are green, red roses too. I watch them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a skies of blue, clouds of white, bright blessed days, dark sacred nights, and I think to myself, what a people passing by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? But they're really saying, I love you. I see trees.
Sun going down on the USA. Sun coming up 100 years away. And another world and another time. Days like hunger, greed and hatred, one way or another, gonna be eradicated.
Made her co-host. Oh, but if I make her, I just made her a co-host, I think.
Okay, cool. Yeah, now I can do stuff again thing. Oh my god, the number here at the bottom.
Okay, I'm trying to go live and this is funny because it's like there's an error, connection is timed out. I have no idea why that's saying that. Maybe it's because I'm sharing my screen. I'm going to stop. To be like full host to do it because now the option's going away. Wait, or never mind. Is it live streaming on Facebook right now? Because
here we
yeah. I think it is. It's there's like the Facebook icon at the top, but
I'll, yeah.
Actually, I don't know how to.
Sorry,
actually
we've never done this before. Okay, it's saying yeah, we're live now.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, cool. So now I think I can share my screen.
Should we let people in?
And
yeah, I'll start letting people in. Can we restart the unpause the recording?
Oh, there's like yeah.
Oh yeah, I'll resume.
Okay. We can let people all in now.
Admit all?
Yeah. And Dim Shogut, can you like make sure that whoever's speaking is spotlighted? I mean, I can too. I just don't know if it's going to duplicate it.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to see what the total, what the total hits, so I make sure we're over so we can actually. What was the question?
The spotlighting, but I'll do that when we get to that point. I just realized now that I have to share this on social media so people know.
Hello everyone who's joined so far. Welcome to the first episode of our discussion series. We're gonna get started in just a few minutes. So, and yeah, like a minute. So I'll get started with our intro.
Personal revenge will be to give you
This song would just... It's now 2:05. I'll get started. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for joining the first episode of the NASA Sudan and Project Alir Sudan discussion series. We are super grateful to our speakers for being here with us today to educate us on the current war and crisis in Sudan, and also to all of you in the audience for taking the time to join us as well to learn more about Sudan and kind of diversify your understanding and consciousness of the world around you. Just to give a few quick introductions before I introduce our wonderful speakers and give the quick run of show. My name is Reem. I'm part of the NASA Sudan team, and I'll be your moderator for today. We also have Suha from the NASA Sudan team here running the Facebook Live, and Reem from Project Alir running the Zoom. So huge shout out to them, because it's a lot of managing different things. And kind of the way that this will work is, first I'll introduce NASA Sudan, then I'll introduce Project Alir as organizations, afterwards sort of give our speakers, and then give you a quick run of show before we actually jump into things for today. First off, introducing NASA Sudan. NASA Sudan is a community platform dedicated to raising awareness about the current events and crises unfolding in Sudan. Serving as a hub for information, NASA Sudan offers vital resources for the Sudanese people, ranging from crisis response mechanisms to support networks. And more than just an information source, NASA Sudan strives to amplify the impactful work of individuals within the Sudanese community and empowers them to collectively address the challenges that they face. By fostering a collaborative environment, NASA Sudan plays a crucial role in connecting, informing, and mobilizing the Sudanese community towards positive change. And as for Project Alir, founded in 2017, Project Alir is a collective of researchers, creatives, activists, and community members who share a passion for connecting the world to current events happening in Sudan and ways to support efforts for positive change. And now with that, allow me to introduce our speakers. We have two of them here, and Hudud is going to be joining in shortly. Sorry about that. Yes. First off, we have Sara Hassan. You can see her here. Maybe she will give a little wave. I don't know if she's spotlighted or not, but Sara is a writer, social commentator, and content creator. She's known on social media as BS on Blast, and she plays a crucial role in connecting the diaspora and the international community to social and political issues in Sudan. Currently, Sara provides daily coverage across several platforms of the ongoing atrocities unfolding in Sudan since the start of the war in April of 2023. Through her work and social media platforms, Sara has not only raised awareness for several issues, but also created space for community and connection. In her most recent creative work, a podcast titled Gutere Shino, Sara's writing and storytelling talent is on full display. Next, we have Hulud Khair. Hulud is, I don't believe she's joined the Zoom yet, but she is joining soon. Hulud is the founder and director of Confluence Advisory, a think and do tank formerly based in Khartoum that works on three priority policy areas: peace and security, economy, and governance. Hulud also hosted and co-produced Spotlight 249, Sudan's first English language political discussion and debate show aimed at young Sudanese. Hulud has a career spanning the fields of research, aid programming, and policy in Sudan and across the Horn of Africa. She's also written research and analysis pieces for several international publications and has provided analyses for different research and policy institutions. Hulud holds an MSc from Oxford University and an MSc from the School of Oriental and African Studies. Finally, we have Al-Bashir Idris. Al-Bashir, better known as Bashi, holds a BA in Philosophy, Politics, and International Relations from Royal Holloway and an MSc in Conflict State Building and Development from the University of Birmingham. Bashi specializes in the analysis of geopolitical and public affairs, particularly focused on Sudan, the Horn, and the Sahel. Bashi's contributions extend to Sudan, where he is a member of the Sudanese Diaspora Network, taught English at the Ahfad University in Khartoum, served on the faculty staff at the Islamic University of Omdurman, and documented the October 2021 coup amidst military repression, the coup being in Sudan. Recently, Bashi has been actively involved in the School Supplies for Sudan initiative, providing educational tools and infrastructure to displace Sudanese children in Cairo and Port Sudan. And with that, I'm sorry, you are probably tired of me speaking, but just going to really quickly wrap up. Our schedule for today is, I've given you kind of these opening introductions and I'll be moderating the discussion. Sara will be our first speaker. She'll be presenting on the historical context of the Sudanese conflict. Hulud will be our second speaker, and she will be speaking about the initiation and progression of kind of the Sudanese war as it started
beginning in April, on April 15th. And finally, Bashi will be speaking about the humanitarian situation. Afterwards, we'll have a 20-minute Q&A where the audience is more than welcome to submit questions through the Zoom Q&A portal. And we'll sort of select questions to pose to the speakers. And then we'll have closing remarks. And so really the point of today is to kind of provide you all, the audience, with a foundational understanding of what is happening in Sudan. And this is really just that, an introduction to the war in Sudan, but this is the first episode in our discussion series. And so each month we'll have an episode that kind of spans a different topic about Sudan. Our next one coming up next month, inshallah, will be the history of Sudan. And with that, I'll hand it off to our first speaker, Sarah.
Thank you for that introduction, Reem, and I'm so glad you said that this is exactly what it is, an introduction, because as I was putting together this historical overview, I realized that there's so much information that deserves to be discussed, deserves to be included in this, but we obviously have a very short amount of time to do that. And so I tried my best to condense into the sort of the broad strokes of it to give people the opportunity to understand a little bit better how we got to where we got without being overwhelmed by too much information. So that would be my disclaimer, that this is just sort of a starting off point for you. And for anybody who wants to learn more, it will give you sort of the threads that you can later follow to do more reading and research. I have my notes next to me because, like I said, it's a lot of information. So please excuse me if I keep looking over to the side. I would say that in order for us to understand where Sudan is today, how we got to this point, we have to acknowledge or recognize two things. The first is that it's only been 68 years since independence. So my dad is older than the state of Sudan as an independent nation. That's not a lot of time, right? And the second is recognizing or acknowledging what kind of country, what kind of nation Sudanese were handed over by the British colonial powers at independence in 1956. And that's unfortunately a deeply fragmented and fragile one. And even more unfortunately, the Northern Sudanese political leaders who were handed over this newly independent country continued sort of in the inertia of the colonial system without sitting down and seriously considering studying, problem solving for the very unique and major issues of this very large country of Sudan. At the time, Sudan was the largest country in Africa, an incredibly large but also diverse place in terms of population, ethnicity and tribe, but also culture and religion. So, you know, this question of identity is one of those issues that was not really discussed. It was kind of overlooked, as well as tribalism and regionalism, the distribution of wealth and power, et cetera. So many different issues that should have been addressed at the birth of this nation, right? At the birth of this independent nation that sort of weren't. And that rocky foundation was made further unstable by decades of successive military regimes, which were punctuated by very brief pockets of democratic rule that were never really given the chance to take root or take full shape. I mean, from independence in 1956 until 2021, there were 35 different military coups.